are three types of guilt. There's natural guilt, which is feeling sorry for something that we either did or didn't do. Then there's toxic guilt, which is when you feel like you're a bad person. And we're going to go into each one. And then there's we call it existential guilt, meaning the negative feeling that comes out of injustice in the world. Okay? You with me? Everybody with me? Okay, good. So natural guilt is about your actions in real and present time, meaning you lied to someone, or you avoided someone, or you were mean to someone, or you ruined someone else's car, or, you know, things like that. And this kind of guilt actually, it serves a positive purpose, because it's sort of like, if you're able to convert that guilt into doing something about it, into confronting the person, into asking for forgiveness, into taking responsibility, and actually changing your behavior, then it's positive. Then that's not bad guilt. Like when you have a healthy relationship and you don't agonize over hurting someone's feelings. Doesn't have to be just a partner. It can be, you know, calling your mother and saying something not right and then hanging up and saying, oh, you know, what did I do? Let me call her back. Just like being proactive and taking care of it, then you don't have to fall into guilty. But that natural guilt can turn into something negative. And the negative side of it is when it turns into control. When the guilt starts to control, when we have social control and parental control. What does that mean? So I can tell you, like mothers, okay? So there's, you know, the difference between an Italian mother and a Jewish mother? The difference is the Jewish mother says, eat, eat, or I'll kill myself. And the Italian mother says, eat, eat, or I'll kill you. So it's all about that controlling guilt. And that controlling guilt is not healthy. And that also comes up with religion, right? I mean, I know in Catholicism there's the guilt that there's only heaven and hell, and if you don't believe, then, you know, you're going to hell. There's guilt that we, you know, put on our siblings or our spouses or things like that. And when that becomes too much, then it becomes toxic. You're with me? Everybody with me? Okay. The toxic guilt happens when it's overboard and you also don't take responsibility. Because if we did our homework and if you think of what you feel guilty for, a lot of what you feel guilty for are things that were not taken care of. Things you didn't take responsibility for, things you let go for too long, things that you said and you didn't have the strength to go back and confront it. But what's the strength to go back and confront it? It's taking responsibility. It's going and saying, okay, I made a mistake. So it comes out as, the toxic guilt comes out as this feeling that everything is wrong with my life, but I can't put a finger on what's wrong. You know, like you feel like everything is terrible, you're depressed, nothing is going right, but you don't know what's wrong. You can't put your finger on it. And that kind of guilt is dangerous, because if you can't confront what you did, you can't solve it. And here is also the running away. Because what's it going to give you? What's the guilt going to give you? It's not going to give you anything. It's just running away from responsibility. It's just saying, okay, you know, I feel guilty about it, but feel guilty about what? Okay, so let's say I feel guilty that I wasn't the kindest I could have been or the nicest I could have been. So either you go back and you make the phone call, or you have that meeting, or you do something about it, instead of like you had today in your office where there was a guy who took the dessert or whatever, and you did something about it, so you didn't have to feel guilty. It wasn't even there. Guilt is when we run away from our responsibility. And actually what Eliyahu was talking about now, about coming from a place of desperation. So if you let a little bit of guilt in, then you're busy with yourself. It's also not very attractive to feel guilty all the time. So when we work with toxic guilt, We have to try and get rid of the cause, not the pain and suffering. Because if we're busy with the pain and suffering, we're busy with the Band-Aid. We're ripping the Band-Aid off. But we need to get to the cause. Why do we feel like that? And the problem with toxic guilt is that it also attaches itself to anything that will happen now. So if something happens now, and it's a natural thing that happens, we're going to blow it out of proportion, and now my whole life is a mess. Why? Because something little happened, and now you're piling things on and on and on and on. So you can't, you become, you know, the fight, flight, and freeze, right? So you choose one of those, and they're not, none of them are healthy. So toxic guilt happens two ways. First one is it can just be there, sort of like your personality. You're a person who likes to feel guilty because you don't like to confront. Or it can be triggered by something from the outside, where you feel like you're walking on eggshells in a relationship, or you know, you're afraid to say something to somebody because you don't know how it's going to affect them, those kinds of things. And a lot of that toxic guilt can be baggage from a past lifetime, or it can be something that has to do with your background or your upbringing. But the most important thing to understand is that for the most part, toxic guilt is our responsibility. We do it to ourselves. Because when we do negative actions, instead of confronting them right away and taking care of them, we build it up. We build it up and we build it up and we build it up. And sometimes we even lose track that we're doing it. And we get messages. We get messages along the way. There's always messages, but we don't like to listen to them because it's easier not to confront it. So we sweep it under, and it becomes toxic. Because what's toxic? Toxic is something that's not good for you. But it doesn't always come just from the outside. Toxic can be something you're doing to yourself. And there are people who enjoy feeling guilty. Anybody know people like that? They enjoy feeling guilty. Why? Because then they become victims. Then you have to feel bad for them. Because they feel guilty. But feeling guilty doesn't help anybody, and definitely not yourself. Definitely not yourself. So once you actually choose to practice spirituality, it becomes harder to let yourself get away with doing harmful things to people or doing things that are not good for you. Because then you think about I see this really weird series called Mom. Have you ever seen the series Mom on Netflix? So if you've seen it, I forgot her name. The blonde. So she plays, it's like three generations of drug addicts and alcoholists. Okay, so it's the grandmother, the daughter, and the granddaughter. So the daughter, who's actually the mother, is the one now who has become, she came out of drugs, she got over the alcohol, and now she's raising her kids, and it's a whole show. But she's always the one that says, okay, this is not right. And part of the AA is taking responsibility and confronting. So they have to go to everyone they've ever hurt and close it. Close the accounts. And they make them do it. And actually close the accounts of, okay, I did this to this person, I did this. And they go and they take full responsibility. Then you can't feel guilty. Problem is people use guilty as a crutch. It's like, I feel guilty. You know, I'm embarrassed I did this. Okay. What about the other person? What about the other person? You feel guilty, but okay. The last kind of guilt is the existential guilt. And what is that? That is the guilt of the world. You know, of like, let's say what's going on now. I don't know if you know about the children that are being torn away from the parents, and there's like a Walmart that became a place for 1,500 boys, which is, anyway, I'm not gonna go into politics. But there are people who feel guilty over that, but you can't do anything about it. Physically, you can't do anything about it. So what do? The best way to get rid of that kind of guilt is to volunteer, to share. If you take care of yourself, of your three kinds of guilt that you have, it'll the butterfly effect. It'll slowly, slowly affect. So we need to think about this in relationships now as women. What do we feel guilty for? A lot of times we feel guilty because we weren't 100% there. Because I think we're really good at when someone talks to you, you can zone out and they still think you're there, but you're not. Right? It happens. And we feel guilty about that. Okay, so decide. Like Elia was saying before, how long are you going to give this person? And then be there 100%. You know, I can tell you as a mother, when they were little, it was like, I feel guilty that I'm with them and I'm not working, or I feel guilty that I'm working and I'm not with them, and nothing gets done because you feel guilty all the time, but that guilt doesn't serve anything. So what I wanted to do, if you could share quickly, what did you feel guilty for, or what do you feel guilty for? And then we can, did you?
I feel guilty for not doing enough for others.
Okay, but is that a crutch?
I think it's a crutch to kind of enable, like,
Not doing it, exactly. So what we were saying here, because I don't know if you could hear, is that she felt guilty for not doing enough for others. But that's a little bit of a crutch, because now it's okay because I feel guilty about it. But it's not okay. So if it's important for you, you'll 10 minutes a day. You know, it's, you know, people start spirituality and they say, how long do I have to meditate? How long? I always tell them 5 minutes. 5 minutes. If you can meditate for 5 minutes every day, it's better than saying, oh, I'm going to meditate for an hour now. No one's going to do it. 5 minutes. Give 5 minutes every day, and if you can give more, you give more. But feeling guilty, obviously, it's not going to help. What do you feel guilty for?
I feel guilty that I didn't have a conversation with my brother.
Right. I understand. So how can you get rid of that guilt? Do you know?
I know.
Yes, but there are people here still alive in your family. So make sure you're there. Make sure you have the conversations that you need to have, and you don't say, now I can't do it. I was listening to some things that Eliyahu wrote today. He took notes of himself, like recordings, and he was talking about when Shimon passed away and when Zev passed away and when Neil passed away and how everybody was saying they love them. And he said, and I'm sorry, but he said, okay, but they can't talk back to you now. So it doesn't help now. Be present with who you have now and invest. Invest in the people that we have now, the relationships we have now, and then you won't feel guilty about it. Yes, for sure, he's in the real world and he knows, but for you, your guilt, now. Who's here now? Who haven't I called? Who haven't I spoken to? Who haven't I given attention to? Because like Eliyahu said, all we have is time. That's all we have. And if we think we have forever, we don't. I haven't reached immortality yet. I haven't met anybody who hasn't died yet. So that guilt of, and I think a lot of people have it, of people who passed away and they didn't give attention to. So for us, it's a lesson of now. You know, who's important to us in our lives? And are we treating them like it's the last day? Every single person, all you have is time. And every single person that's important to you, especially as a woman, it takes 5 minutes to pick up the phone and check on the person. Do you have something?
In between those two. So feeling guilty of not reaching out when I should have to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it could be a crutch, but...
But is it something you feel like it's an obligation? Or you feel bad?
I feel bad, yeah.
Because...
So that's not part of...
Definitely not. But why?
Maybe
why do you feel bad?
Maybe because they made me feel bad? I don't know.
Okay, let's go into something else. Let's go to that. It's very important.
Yeah.
No, because it's really important. Nobody can make you feel anything unless you allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can make you feel anything unless you allow it, especially in relationships, especially as a woman. That's why I'm not into this Me Too thing, because nobody can make you, yes, it happened, but nobody can make you shut up for 25 years. That was your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Same way that nobody made you talk. You decided to talk. So nobody makes us feel guilty. We decide that it's easier to feel guilty than to do something about it. You know, I feel guilty that I didn't exercise. I feel guilty that I ate what I shouldn't, but I made the decision. I made the decision not to exercise. I made the decision not, you know, to eat the food that's bad for me. So like I always say, if you're gonna not exercise and eat food that's bad for you, enjoy it. So if you feel one of these guilts, it means that you're enjoying it. It sounds terrible, but it means that you're enjoying it. Somewhere in your consciousness, You enjoy feeling guilty about it because otherwise you wouldn't do it. Rav Ashlag says, there's no human being on earth that does something that they don't get pleasure from. We don't do anything that we don't like to do. None of us. Maybe we do things that are hard for us to do, but 99.9% of the time we don't do things that we don't want to do. And even the negative things that we do, we want to do them, because they're still easier to do than the other side. So we choose to feel guilty, and once we start working on that, we choose to feel guilty because it's easier than confrontation. Most of us have confrontation issues. So we choose to feel guilty because it's easier. Listen, it's easier to feel guilty about not talking to the person that I needed to invest in than sitting with them for an hour. And you know, sometimes they're, you know, like Eliyahu said, we have to be careful of the energy that we give away. But if we know the boundaries and we know who we are, then we can give that 10 minutes that we decided to give with a whole heart. You know, phones away, you know, the thing where you put the phone in the middle and the first one that picks it up has to pay the bill. Think about that all the time. Think about that all the time. Because then you give 100% of yourself. And then there's no excuses, you can't feel guilty because you did it. So when we feel guilty, it's because we decided to feel guilty. I know I got a lot of questions about this all week of the guilty and guilty in relationships, and I broke up with someone and I feel bad. Well, do you feel bad because you did something wrong, or you feel bad because you didn't give all of it, or you feel bad just because you want to feel bad, because you want to feel like a victim? So if you know in yourself that you gave 100% and it still didn't work out, there's nothing to feel guilty about. If you have somebody in your office that you 100% took care of and there was nothing else you could do, nothing to feel guilty about. Guilty is when you are running away from something. Guilty is when you are in a relationship as a woman, you are running away. You don't want to deal with your husband, you don't want to deal with your kids because it's too hard, you don't want to deal with your partner, you don't want to deal with your parents, you don't want to deal. You'd rather just avoid the phone call than be the first one to initiate. How many of us run away from initiation? Most of us. Most of us run away from initiating that phone call, from initiating that conversation. And even if you have to end something, that's also part of getting rid of the guilt, part of setting the boundaries and saying, listen, this isn't for me. Don't use the, it's not you, it's not me, it's whatever, it's not you, it's me. That's not nice. But it's taking responsibility and saying it's just not working out. And I've tried everything, and it's just not for me. Once you close things, once you close windows, once you give everything, once you put your attention in, there's no guilt. You don't feel guilty. So a lot of the questions that I got were, okay, but as a woman, I feel guilty if I'm not investing in my relationship, or if I'm working too much, or I care too much about the job, and I don't do this. And there's only one thing you can do, is put all of yourself into it, where you are at that moment, in the present. Don't think in the present of what happened in the past or what you need to do for the future. Where are you that moment? Who are you with? What do you need to do? And then if you, all of us get distracted, we all have a million things, we all think about other people, write it down. Write it down. Who do I need to call? Oops, I forgot to call my mother. I forgot to call my whoever it is. Write it down. And at the time, but don't do a million things at once because nobody's getting your attention. Nobody. And they'll feel it. And then you start feeling guilty at the end of the day when you're thinking of what I did and what I said. That's when the guilt starts. But that guilt is, it's running away. It's allowing yourself to get away with it. It's giving yourself the validation, it's okay because I was busy. No, you decided not to do it. And so the guilt over things that we can't change now is not positive. The guilt that makes us move, that makes us grow, that makes us take responsibility, that makes us do things, that's positive. The minute that it becomes from deciding not to do something about it when you can and just feeling guilty about it, that's the toxic. That's when it becomes toxic. Or the people that become sick over what's happening in the world, but you can't change it. You can't change it. unless you're going to go now and, you know, sit at the in Washington, D.C., outside the president's, you know, what are you going to do about it? You can't do anything about it. So be practical, because those people also are not practical. They think that they can change the world. That's nice, but start with your world. Start with your family. Start with your unit. Start with your friends. Then it doesn't become toxic. Then it becomes, okay, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to meditate every day. I'm going to see what I can do to help other people, and I'm going to do it. I'm not just going to talk about it. I'm not just going to say, oh my God, again, I didn't do it. Doesn't help anybody. That's running away. Or accepting the fact that you can't do it. Accepting the fact that you can't fix it. Accepting the fact that you're not going to do it. You decided not to do it? Great. Accept the fact that you're not going to do it. Don't feel guilty over it. I'm not going to do it. Write it to yourself. I'm not going to do it. I decided not to do it. Then you can't go back and feel guilty because you took responsibility not to do it. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter, but you took the responsibility. Because feeling guilty, and it's very weird that all these women were writing this, and it's the same questions. I don't know what to do about my job. I don't know what to do about my kids. I don't, it's like all women have a lot of, didn't know women had that many guilt issues. So it's about, what do I choose to do? What are my boundaries? What do I want to do? What do I not want to do? And what I won't do? And don't feel guilty about what you won't do. Know yourself. Know who you are. Know what you want and what you don't want. The minute you know what you want and what you don't want and what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do, there's nothing to feel guilty about. Because this is who I am. And then there's no blame. There's no embarrassment. There's nothing. This is who I am. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it because I'm wasting time if I feel guilty about it. And the only thing we have is time. I could spend those 10 minutes sharing or taking care of something instead of feeling guilty. You know, there are things that I say, you know, take 5 minutes a day, cry or be angry or guilt, there's no place for it. There's no place for it. It just sucks your energy. If you need to be sad or if you need to be mad or you need to, I always say, put it in your schedule, 5 minutes. That's it. That's the 5 minutes a day that you're going to let loose, go outside, scream to the world, and come back. Guilt just sucks your energy and everybody else is around you because whoever's with you, you're sucking them into your guilt. And then they feel empty. You know, instead of having that pity party, go out and do something about it. I feel guilty because I didn't call my friends. Okay, call them in the morning or call them now or take care of it. But don't feel guilty about it because that's running away. Okay, any questions? Okay. So one more thing. What I want you to do for next week is I want you to find out where, because we're going to talk more about arrogance and insecurities, where do you feel that you are arrogant in your relationships and where do you feel that you're insecure in your relationships?